8B News, I'm Ben Thomas. A canal raging with water in Montecito as California gets hit with yet another big storm. At least 14 people have now died in weather-related incidents. Rescuers have ended the search for a 5-year-old boy swept away after the truck his mother was driving became stranded in floodwaters near Paso Robles. Brazil is reeling from yesterday's riot in the capital. Meanwhile, the country's former president remains in Florida.
Jair Bolsonaro's temporary home is in a gated community in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando. Supporters have traveled there hoping to see him. Bolsonaro has signed autographs, hugged children, and took selfies. Some in the crowd were wearing shirts saying, "Make Brazil great again." A handful of supporters dissipated as word spread Bolsonaro was hospitalized with abdominal pain. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked if the U.S. would send Bolsonaro back to Brazil.
We have not, as of yet, received any requests, official requests from the Brazilian government related to this issue. If and when we do, we'll deal with it.
Bolsonaro has been called the Trump of the tropics, so it may come as no surprise he wound up just a few hours away from the former American president's Palm Beach compound. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police in Newport News, Virginia say there was no fight, no physical struggle, and no warning in the moments before a 6-year-old boy shot his first grade teacher Friday. Police Chief Steve Drew.
How does a 6-year-old know how to use a firearm? I don't know that I could give you an adequate answer. I know that I have seen some video games out there that depict it pretty clearly.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been moved to a hospital in Buffalo, a sign of progress after going into cardiac arrest during a game in Cincinnati a week ago. And a special grand jury in Georgia has finished its investigation into then-President Trump's effort to overturn his 2020 election loss there. This is AP News. A long title drought could end in tonight's college football championship game. Correspondent Mark Myers has a preview.
TCU will be seeking its first national title since 1938. They've compiled a 13-1 record under first-year head coach Sonny Dykes after a 5-7 season just a year ago. The offense is directed by Heisman Trophy runner-up Max Duggan at quarterback. In 14 games, he has thrown for 32 touchdowns against only 6 interceptions. Duggan's top target is 1,000-yard receiver Quentin Johnston. TCU upset Michigan in their semifinal matchup in the Fiesta Bowl to reach the championship game. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Georgia, of course, is looking to repeat as champions.
The game never changes, right? You just have more cameras here.
Head coach Kirby Smart.
We got to go play a really, really good football team, and we'll have to play one of our best games of the year to be able to beat them.
ESPN has tonight's coverage. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.